express our sincere gratitude to you and your team for great leadership and hard work. Your excellent and constructive guidance helped us take a resolute step forward towards the 2020 review conference. We believe that the summary, Chair's summary, is well balanced and reflects what has been discussed for the past 2 weeks. We also think that the Chair's reflection paper available online will make a great contribution for further interactive discussions as well as the concrete actions. This should have a great weight, since we know how, Mr. Chairman, Ambassador Bugajski, you have conducted many, many close consultations with state parties and outreach activities in various regions and very extensive dialogue with civil society. Now, I'd like to make a few points that we consider fundamental to contribute to maintain and strengthen the NPT regime. First, regarding paragraph 45 on the recommendations by the Group of Eminent Persons, EPG, the three bridge-building measures, namely transparency, nuclear disarmament verification, and an interactive discussion on hard questions, are of crucial importance. We would highly appreciate its inclusion in the Chair's summary, as they were highlighted by our Foreign Minister Kono. We view it important to make these measures more, in the text, more specific and concrete, as the EPG's activities will move forward. Japan will continue to support and facilitate interactive discussions while welcoming creative inputs from all stakeholders. Second, regarding North Korea's nuclear and missile program, in paragraph 90 to 92, we align ourselves with the majority of your summary. In this context, we commend the efforts by the ROK government for the realization of inter-Korean summit. We also welcome the outcome of the summit meeting as a positive development for the comprehensive resolution of the outstanding issues of concern regarding North Korea. We strongly hope that, in accordance with the relevant United Nations Security Council resolutions, North Korea takes concrete actions for the disarmament of all weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles in North Korea in complete, verifiable, and irreversible manner. Last but not least, the NPDI has made various proposals to enhance transparency in its working paper. These include proposals for the chair of the 2019 Preparatory Committee to usefully explore allocating time to review the proportion of state parties issuing regular reporting and to identify and remove any barriers to optimal reporting. Among others, Japan strongly believes that holding discussions regarding the reporting practice in the 2019 Preparatory Committee contributes to further advancement in nuclear disarmament. In this regard, we appreciate the Chair's reference to this point in paragraph 114. Mr. Chairman, Japan highly values the role civil society plays in the NPT review process. In addition, we attach great importance to disarmament non-proliferation education. To conclude, I would like to reiterate Minister Kono's remarks in his general statement. I quote, "I sincerely hope that all NPT state parties and civil society will act unitedly so that the future generation would recall the 2020 NPT review process as a process which has created the momentum towards a world free of nuclear weapons." Unquote. Let me close by expressing our sincere gratitude again and our willingness to work closely with the Malaysian chair in the coming year. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished represent-